Do you know the cost of unforgiveness? Today, we're going to be talking about learning to forgive yourself and move on. I'm Jessica Hoddle, and I'm your host. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today on What's the Truth. You are listening to the What's the Truth podcast with me, Jessica Hoddle. I'm a wife, author, speaker, and coach. I refuse to let you keep believing the lies that are coming at you from every direction. Each week, I'll speak truth, bring encouragement, and inspire you as I uncover the lies you may believe to be true about your life. Each episode is meant to challenge the way you think, to change the way you live. I learned that we can't hate our way into forgiveness. I've realized that forgiveness has compassion and empathy, which is the opposite of hatred. Compassion and empathy is really, we can see that in a fruit of our relationship with God and how he is towards us. And hatred, we know, is just, it's a work of the flesh. But forgiveness gives us ability to let go of the extra weight. It gives us the ability to say, we don't have to carry this anymore. Do you know the cost of unforgiveness? That it weighs down your soul, that it weighs down your heart. I had a ruthless point on forgiveness. No one was going to tell me that I had to forgive someone. I felt like forgiveness meant that everything that was done to me was off the hook. Every pain experience that I had, you know, went through with somebody, that forgiving them or forgiving that situation or healing from that situation just meant that, well, it's okay. And I approve of this message, so to speak. And what I learned very quickly is forgiveness wasn't about this forgetting process. It wasn't about taking away in order to get something. It was basically this process to be able to turn a wound into a scar. When we think of a scar, we can still see that it's there, but we know that it's healed, right? We can see that there was pain inflicted there or there was trauma once there, but a scar says, hey, this has been healed. Our pain and things that we don't forgive often becomes this still wound in our life that over years and over time, it only continues to build on top of one another. However, today I wanted to talk about forgiving ourselves. Is this biblical? Do we need to do this? I know that I probably spent a lot of time in my 20s, especially going, I just need to forgive myself. I just need to forgive myself. A lot of the clients that I work with in my fitness groups, my health groups, my one-to-one coaching, I often talk with them about forgiveness and walking them through this process. And they kind of white knuckle a little bit and go, if I could just forgive myself. So what I begin to share with them is this process of what it looks like. And me on my own journey, I had to continue to press in my pain through scripture and the kindness of the Father to help me to even begin to believe. And so the cost of unforgiveness is really, well, the cost was how I saw the world and those around me, thinking people were always out to get me. Have you ever felt like that? Another cost was friendships and relationships because I was bitter and angry. The cost was trust. The cost of unforgiveness was chronic stress because of all the thoughts and energy that was signaling through my body. The cost was me dangling on the edge of a cliff, trying to hold 100 pounds of weight from hitting the ground and going away. Because I thought if the weight went away, then what would that mean about me? We're going to talk about two sides of forgiveness today. Forgiving those who have done wrong to us and receiving the forgiveness of our sins from Jesus when we hurt or do wrong to others. Because there is two sides. It's not just people hurting us. It's, can we forgive ourselves for the things that we've done, that we've said to others and to ourselves? Can we forgive ourselves for the way that we've talked about our body, for the way that we've treated ourselves, for the things that we've said to ourselves, for the things we've said to other people? Can we truly forgive and begin to walk through that? Jesus, until his dying breath, spoke of forgiveness. In Luke 23:34, he said, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. So where does forgiveness of ourselves really come into this picture? Especially when we're talking about scripture. One way I like to look at forgiveness is forgiveness is confession. It's repentance. But really, It's confession. It's confession to the Father. The other way is Jesus died on the cross for our sins so that we may be free and reconciled to God. The level of forgiveness in our hearts will directly correlate to the level and depth that we have as a relationship with God. We cannot separate our relationship God with the unforgiveness in our heart. We can see clearly, which I'm going to talk about here shortly, what it looks like in Scripture about forgiveness. But the reality is that if we are believing the Word of God and what He says about forgiveness, and I truly believe that all the passages about, you know, forgiveness and our hearts and our thoughts, it's really just about protection. It's about His caring, Him caring and His kindness towards us, if we really think about it, because I just listed a moment ago about the cost of unforgiveness. So He knows the cost. He knows the kind of stress, the kind of trust that we lose, the kind of things that it does to our body physically, how we feel weighed down, how it costs us our relationships, how it costs our friendships. He knows that, which is why He says to forgive. Forgiving others and forgiving ourselves may look different as far as walking out the process, but the foundation is the same. I forgive myself at the level that I believe and trust God. Do I believe that God will be my vengeance? I can forgive, but it's not up to me to take care of the vengeful part. Or we think about in Romans 12, repay evil for evil. There are things that, again, I will be upset about, that I will be hurt over, that I have done. Walking out forgiveness is truly pressing into the Father and going, I know what you have done for me. I don't have to carry this shame. I don't have to carry this guilt. I don't have to continue to stew in what I'm not and who I'm supposed to be. Every single day, I get to walk this out with you. Proverbs 28:13 says, whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. James 5:16 says, therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. When I want to think about Proverbs 28:13, whoever conceals their sins does not prosper. And we all have these things in our heart, right? Where maybe we've done something wrong. We have sinned. When we think of sin, it's just separation. What has caused separation in our lives and in our hearts from God? Is it hatred? Is it envy? Is it jealousy? Is it comparison? Comparison in the negative way, all the things that you think that you lack. These are all sins because they separate us from the goodness of God. But we confess and renounce them, we find mercy. But God demonstrates His own love toward us, and while that we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. See, God sent Christ to die for us so we would be forgiven and saved. Our sins are forgiven. So again, let's remember what sin is, because sometimes we don't realize what we carry is sin. And most of the time we don't recognize it because it sounds and it looks so common to the world. I know that when I was traveling really back, when I think about traveling back in time and walking through this process, we often hear things like, well, they deserved it. And you had every right to be angry and upset. And, you know, well, you just wait because they'll get their punishment. And we hear these comments, right? When we go to people about the things that we've done or that's been done to us, or we might confess to somebody and say, hey, I say these things to myself. I say that I'm fat. I say that I'm ugly. I say that I'm no good and God doesn't love me. And I say all of these things. And they just sound so common when people go, oh, well, you have every right to feel that way. And when things start to sound common, they don't become challenged. And I think that it's important because in Galatians 5, 19 through 21, it talks about the works of the flesh, which is a great place to start when we think about sin. Adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousy, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, envy, murders, drunkenness, And all of those, that anything in the world that is like that, because it says, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand. But as I also told you in the past, that those who practice those things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Paul is clear about this. When we have these things in our heart, which really when we think about unforgiveness, even forgiveness towards ourselves, when we think of that concept, we typically are hating ourselves, I would say is probably one of the top ones of what separates us. We hate what we've said. We hate what we've done. We wish we could be better. And it's a number one thing that prevents us from seeing the goodness of God. But if we go back to Romans 5:8, but God demonstrates his own love towards us. And while that we were still sinners, he died for us. So that what? We could become from sinner to saint, so that we could be no longer a slave to sin. We are free from sin, but not free to sin. If the Son sets you free, you'll be free indeed. John 6:38. We don't free ourselves. He sets us free. Once I started my healing journey by deconstructing the fortress I built around my heart, I kind of began to feel extreme sadness for my behavior and how I reacted towards specific comments or how I responded when something happened. And I think that's why a lot of us are afraid to actually go to forgiveness, is because we are afraid of what's going to come up, because there's layers to healing. And most of us have shoved things down for so long that there's so many layers that we don't even know what we're feeling or experiencing around a particular topic, person, or trigger, because we've just put it in the cubbyhole and we think that one day we're just going to get to it and deal with it. But I began to realize that when I started to acknowledge the sin in my heart, right? When I began to acknowledge all the thoughts that I carried about another image bearer of Christ, it brought me sadness. When easily we can go from sadness to shame. But I want to know, I'm asking these questions, like I had to ask these questions. Do I believe he came to take the shame that I carry? I mean, do I believe that he came to carry everything out so that I did not have to carry it on my own? So again, leads us to this question, do we need to forgive ourselves? It's a question I've pondered for a long time. And I think this question implies, right? I have done something wrong. I have sinned. I feel terrible for the thing or the things that I've done. And the reality is we wouldn't need to forgive ourselves if we weren't aware of our sin in the first place or the pain we may have caused ourselves or other people. I can think of many times where, you know, I would just even say something to my husband and the things that I would have to carry just because I said something to my husband that I later regretted, or I was like, why would I say that? You know, I think we all have these moments, and those moments where we're like, why did I think that? Why did that come out? Is our pain response. It's our fight or flight response. It's the non-conscious side taking control before our conscious side takes control. Ephesians 4:31-32 says, get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ forgave you. So when it comes to forgiveness, we need to make sure that we have an accurate view of ourselves and an accurate view of God. So why does walking through forgiveness feel hard if God clearly forgives us? Unbelief. Believing we are forgiven bridges the gap between knowing about forgiveness and living in the freedom of forgiveness. Are you having a hard time believing who God says he is and who he says you are? I want you to think about that, because that's really one of the questions I just want you to answer for yourself today. Maybe you answered it already in your head as soon as I said that question. When we think about this need to forgive ourselves, it has nothing to do with us. And that's the problem, is we're trying to work harder. We're trying to do more things. We're trying to make all the right things happen. We're trying to say all the right things. But really, it's unbelief and it's this gap between knowing forgiveness and living in forgiveness. It's the idea of, do I believe that God is who he says he is? And do I believe what he says about me? Do I believe that he came to die for me? Do I not just believe that he did it for, you know, my sister or my brother or my best friend, but do I also believe that he died for me? We keep trying to forgive ourselves through ourselves and what we can do. Trying to forgive ourselves through ourselves is making us continue to feel shame for the stories we carry about our past. I think we need to realize that we are biased even towards ourselves. We can convince ourselves about anything, that we are right, that we are wrong, that we are loved, that we're not loved, that we're good enough, not good enough. We only know love because God programmed us for love. So trying to forgive ourselves is like us being the judge, the jury, and the defendant of our lives all at once. I think a better question to ask ourselves is, how can I begin to heal from our past, from the past, and the pain, and allow God to rewrite the stories? Unforgiveness is like holding hatred in ourselves against ourselves. Therefore, we are literally fighting a war in our bodies against ourselves, and we become the enemy of ourselves. And unforgiveness just, it has layers, right? Like I said before, it's layers of pain and where pain has just accumulated. So Jesus is the only reason we are forgiven and the only way we can forgive ourselves. God was so kind to include in scripture how love expresses itself and what love looks like. So in 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8, love suffers long and is kind. It does not envy. It does not parade itself. Pride, another word for that, pride. Love is not prideful. It's not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. It thinks no evil. Let's think about that for a minute. Love thinks no evil. Therefore, if I am walking in the love, I'm not saying love ourselves, but if I'm walking in the Father's love towards me, I can express that love towards myself because of who he is and what he says about me. I don't find self-love through myself. I find love through the Father's love towards me. And his love thinks no evil. Do I think evil thoughts towards myself? Do I think evil thoughts towards other? Love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. In love never fails. This love passage is, you know, squeezed right in between gifts. And I think it's beautiful because even in our gifts, whatever we're called to do, however we're called to show up in this world, we need this key point. Because if we don't love well, if we don't believe the best about people, if we don't hope the best, if we don't endure with people, we have to remember that love never fails, but we do this in our everyday lives and we get to do this towards ourselves. Romans 8, 1 through 2. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. And here's the bottom line and how I kind of want to wrap this up a little bit. If God says there is no condemnation, why would we disagree with the creator of the world by engaging in self-condemnation? In other words, we're saying Jesus is not enough and what he did on the cross wasn't enough either. When we continue to stay stuck in specific moments, it's like saying what we have done was too much for the creator of the world. So how do we forgive ourselves? We live in the reality and in the truth that we've already been forgiven. Have we fully received and began to walk in what Christ did for us? Walking out the process of forgiveness will take kindness as well, because we may have to say we are sorry as we confront stories of our past. Scripture doesn't support forgiveness of ourselves because Christ forgave us. He was the ultimate peace. He was the ultimate prize. He's the ultimate redeemer, healer, forgiver. We are forgiven. We get to walk out our new image in Christ through sanctification with his word and his love. My friend, You don't have to try harder. You don't have to do more. There is going to be a process. I'm not going to lie. I'm not here to say like, hey, just, you know, you need to do this and you need to believe. And yes, all of that is good and amen. It's going to be this process of renewing your mind. It's renewing that inner man as the older outer man, I should say, slowly fades away, as Paul says. The inner man is being renewed day by day. So it's a process. But remember, we're biased towards ourselves. So it's not about you forgiving you. It is about, do you receive what Jesus did on the cross? What he says about love, the kindness, and the goodness of who he is? What about this fruit of the Spirit? Are you gentle towards yourself? Are you kind towards yourself? Are you patient with yourself? Because those are the things that when I'm aligned with the Spirit, with God's word, I produce in my life. This is not about what you can do for yourself. It's about what God, what Jesus did for you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I would really love to hear from you. I want to hear you. I want to know more about you. So come find me on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle and send me a direct message or comment on the post for today. I'd love to hear, have you struggled with forgiveness? Have you been trying to walk out forgiving yourself? Have you ever felt shame before? And how are you feeling stuck in this process of knowing that you've done wrong and trying to begin to move through that? I'd love to hear from you and get to know you as a listener. So again, thanks for being here with me. Come hang out with me on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle. And until next time, challenge the way you think to change the way you live.